Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sundee. Today is a special day. I'm here on an island, on a beautiful Thai island with people in front of me. We have a live audience and I am at this fantastic resort, Thania Resort. This is one of the holidays that the company that I'm working with is organizing, and the website for this company, go there and check it out. If you want a cheap holiday that is rejuvenating, fantastic for your body, mind, and soul, just go there and have a look at that. It's yogatraveler.com. They have many locations, and if you come to Thailand, you will have to do with me. I will take care of you. We will go through yoga classes, meditation, and whatever it is that is needed. Thank you for listening. Today's topic is life-changing powers. Is man really to have magical powers to change his life? First of all, before we delve deep into this topic, first remember that you can call online if you want to have a session with me. And the phone numbers are toll-free for U.S. 877-876-5227. Let me say that again, 877-876-5227. Or for U.S. and Canada, toll-free, 888-815-9756. For U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the dial line. No matter where you are in the world, you can just call 001, dialing the international code for U.S., and then 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. Remember, you can go to my website, www.joycelestial.com, open your free account where you can download stuff. You can read articles, excerpts from my books. You can listen to techniques that I've recorded for you. And there's one technique on meditation, another one how to connect with the divine and use your intuition in order to take decisions in life, or just to have a feeling that you are connecting with the superconscious, and from there, feel your life, how easily it is going to improve whatever you're doing. So let's go on, and I want to talk about this show today. This show is a special show. I was meditating yesterday, and I was saying, what should I talk tomorrow about this on the radio show, because today I'm so relaxed. I was in this island, and everything around me changes, because when I come into a new place, you probably know, if you step into a new place, the energy is different. Before, whatever it is that you've been leaving behind, it's not there anymore, because you just left it behind. You step into somewhere else, you just have yourself, you have to use your own tools. And this is something, and while meditating, this came up, because this is something that we all have in our lives. Every time we move somewhere else, all that we have is just ourselves. We don't have the people who know us. We don't have the successes that we have achieved in another place. Of course, we can talk about that. That's great. But talking is one thing. We don't want to talk. We want to be. We want to show it by what we are. And this is the only thing, because people, even if you talk, they might not believe you. So the best thing is to be and to let them understand by themselves. So what I had to within myself is, well, I have just had myself. I have my, and what it is, how can I take in my hands this situation and turn it into something beautiful? And I'm not saying that it's just in relation to this thing, but this is a factor that made me think about the topic of the show today. Do we really have powers for changing a situation that is given to us? Okay? How much and how long will it take to change? Can we change it from night to day? Can we change it from 1 minute to another minute? Can we change it in the long run? Well, obviously we can. And but let me tell you something. If you want to use the whole level of yourself, let's say the multidimensional being that you are, you come to understand that this power does not really come from you, but it comes from attunement. It comes from an attunement with a wider vision, with a wider understanding. You have to widen your horizons. In other words, when you move into another environment, when you move into another place, when you want to change your life, also if you stay in that environment always, the first thing to do is to be able to think a thought that you never thought before. And how can you do that if you are just grabbed by all the subconscious patterns, all the subconscious imageries that are running through your mind all the time? How can you do that? It's obviously a matter of attunement to something bigger, to something wider. And how can you do it? We're going to talk about this in this radio show. But first of all, understand, the first step is superconscious attunement. As I said many times during the past radio shows, and please, you can go to this website, bdsradio.com, become a member if you're not already. It's really cheap, and you can download all the archives from all the hosts. And in my radio show, Awareness of the Soul, I have explained we have three main spheres of our being. We have the conscious sphere, we have the subconscious sphere, and we have the superconscious sphere. So these three spheres are actually coexisting at the same time within ourselves. Sometimes we might be more aware of one instead of another. But it's really easy to connect the subconscious sphere, which is the sphere of imagery, of thoughts, of dreams, of desires, with what is our conscious sphere, the conscious sphere of action, decision, of things that are happening in the now. It is a little bit less easy to attune with the superconscious sphere, which is that part of ourself that is connected with our higher self. The higher self that is connected with the divine, with the universe, with the widest horizons possible, with something that we're not used to listen to, because it's the thought that we never thought before, is the dream that we never dreamed before, is the chances and possibilities that we never had considered, that we never considered before. So, man's power, the real power for life-changing, first of all, comes from the fact that you attune yourself to the spiritual vision, to a spiritual and widening vision. And this comes from attunement. And let's face it, man's real power, until man is attuned, man, of course, woman, but I'm talking about this in general, until man's power is attuned to this superconscious power, you only have two ways. One is up, the other one is down. And even if you start, if you remain still, what will happen is that you will start going down because you will start stagnating. So there's no real stillness if not in a wider vision, in a wider understanding, okay? So you have only two decisions. For example, you have just your conscious decision. You could go towards darkness or towards the light. Once I had a friend, and this friend of mine, we were getting on very well together. We were talking about anything in life. It was beautiful. But this friend of mine had a difficult life. He was living in an environment that was really constrictive. And I said to him, well, would you like to change your life with that? He said, yes, absolutely. I would really love to change it. I said, well, why don't you do it? So, well, I don't know how to do it because this environment is over me and it's really overwhelming. And if this is true, I could understand it because Yogananda, which is a great Indian master, once said, the environment is stronger than your willpower. It's stronger than your willpower. And, then I told him, well, it is easy. Okay, this is what you should do in your position to change, in order to change your life. The fact that you're going to do it or not will make a difference, obviously, but this is it. Well, you're not having a good job, obviously, here, and any job would be good. In fact, you're not doing anything. So what I'm suggesting you to do, if you want to move from this environment, he was living near the city in a suburb, all right? And I said to him, well, move out, go to the city, because this is where you would like to live. Go there and start finding a job there. Now you don't have any money at all, except from the money that your family gives you. So he was really in a desperate situation, and there are worse things that I could tell you, but I would not tell you because in respect of his memory. But the fact is, he said, yes, I could do that. I said, that's great. Find any job there and save those money until you have enough money to pay a deposit and rent a place. And then you move into that place. This will take you probably 3-4 months. And in these 3-4 months, it will be a little bit stressful for you, but that's the process through which you're going to change your life. And that's very easy. I mean, just a conscious decision to do something positive. And then you say, yes, I could do that. Yes. But then I could see from his eyes, through his eyes, I could see it, that he was not really confident in taking this step, because you have to understand that it would have required some effort to do this, and it was just too lazy. So you see, it is your willpower, it is your decision that puts you where you are. And some people, I'm not saying that we're all born with the same luck, even though I believe that luck is something that we'll build through our karma, through our conscious attunement with the universe. I don't really believe in the fact that luck is luck. But anyway, I'm not saying that all people are born with the same privileges or whatever, but you can take the next step forward. I'm not saying that from a miserable life you can become a king, but certainly you can become somebody better. You can do the first step forward. This is the first power that you're going to have for life changing. Are you willing to take this next step forward into the positive direction instead of the downward direction? This is something that everyone could do for any path of life. Even the worst situation can turn into something good as soon as the person starts attuning to attuning herself, himself, to a better situation in life, to a super conscious situation, a super conscious attunement, a super conscious vibration, and is willing to change, is willing to take the next step forward. If, you know, in my sessions that happens that most people, some people call, but they're actually not willing to change. And I'm saying that they should do what I say, because what I try to do during my session is to see what is their position, and then help them find them by themselves their own solution. And once they found it, they say, yeah, that's great. The problem is that when you start changing something in your life, there's a little amount of risk, there's a little amount of fear always in the next, because you're stepping into the unknown, possibly. This is something you never thought before, something you never experienced before. And once you step into this unknown area of your life, what happens is, yes, this is how I imagine it to be, but is it going to be really so positive and so good? Well, you need to be a little bit risky sometimes. Otherwise, what is the alternative? Remain as you are. Okay, so if you want to change, yes, the first power you have to make a change is your first decision to make one step better. And this requires no attunement with super conscious living, no attunement with super conscious entities or vibrations, nothing. It just requires your conscious decision. We are working on the conscious sphere. And of course, if you put all the three levels of yourself at work, conscious, subconscious, and superconscious, in one direction, just no doubt that you're going to be successful in your step forward. And somebody who thinks does not have possibilities in life, actually, if he just tries to put the subconscious level on the solution side of the situation, that means the mind patterns, the tendencies of the mind towards the solution instead of the problems, you will see that there are many chances of changing, many chances, many opportunities, many possibilities. Be open to possibilities, and you will see that they are there. Another thing which is important, this is you will go into the mystical side a little bit. Once you take a conscious decision upon something, there is something happening. That means that the circumstances around you are starting to settle down in according to what decision you have just made. In other words, imagine that you have a map and you have many possible ways to go. If you go in one direction because your conscious decision tells you to do that, your life will present itself in a slightly different way, and then you will have around you circumstances that will be different. And I'm not saying that this is obvious, because of course if you go to a place instead of another, you will have a different environment. I'm saying that really mystically, will you attract around yourself what is your mirror of your consciousness? That means once you start taking a change towards something, the consciousness within you is starting to change. It's starting to change direction. The neural paths of your brain and your aura are changing. Therefore, you're opening new channels through which energies will come in, and through which, because the energy is magnetic, you will attract around you different situations, different people. Therefore, this conscious decision will settle around your different circumstances. You're not alone in the process. You have the help, first of all, of the laws of the universe, and also of God, if you believe in Him. If you just go towards Him and say, please help me to make a great change. And is there more than that? Of course, but we have to go a little bit more into the mystical. Let me remind you the numbers you want to call, or you can just listen. I know you are great listeners, and this is U.S. for toll-free, 877-876-5227, USA toll-free, 877-876-5227, U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, or you can call the direct line to have a session with me online, 001-530-876-3222. Obviously, if you have Skype on your computer, which is a free software that you can download from Skype.com, I believe, or something like that, you can just, from wherever you are in the world, you can just call U.S. and put the toll-free number, so the call will be free. So there's no problem at all for anyone who wants to call. And I'm happy also to receive your emails. My email is livejoy@joycelestial.org. Thank you for all the people who have been writing to me. And I'm happy to reply to you. Please keep it short, and I'll try to reply right away. Okay? So let's go on with our show. So we have three levels of ourselves, as I was saying, but I want to focus now on a little more. Let's focus on the superconscious side of ourselves. We've talked about how you can make a change through conscious decisions. Now we're going to talk about superconscious attunement. Superconscious, as we said, is the part of ourselves, of our consciousness, that is connected with something greater, with our higher self or with the infinite. So now, what are we doing? What we do is this. If you're not an enlightened being, if you're not a Buddha, if you're not a Christ, if you're not one of these, let's say, like most of us are, what you should do is to take a little bit of energy from them, let's say. You can just access them and say, please, well, I need this change. And I'm not saying that you should be a beggar, but what I'm saying is that these beings are not, they don't have a real personality. They have united themselves with the overall consciousness of the universe. In other words, the figure of, for example, a Christian for Jesus or a Buddhist for Buddha, that figure is only there to help your mind to have a concrete image, a concrete point through which you can focus and gain vibrational consciousness, gain understanding. It's like a bridge that will take you to the infinite. It's not the figure in itself. So from one of these figures, let's say, whatever it is, or whatever is your concept of the universe, attune to a higher force and take the energy from there. Once, for example, for a Christian, and I know some people are going to say that this is different from Christianity, but it doesn't matter, because I think real Christianity is attuning to Christ. So one thing is this. Once you, for Christians, you attune to Christ, once you feel Christ within you, then you have a superconscious force operating within you. The more you become aware of that force, the more you can use that force in your life. Once you become aware of something, you can use it. You can use it. Obviously, the way it's going to be used is going to be used for good, because that is the nature of the force itself that is going to go into the good channels, because that's the nature of it. And so it is for Buddha. Or whatever superconscious force, whatever is your concept of superconscious force, just try to focus on that. Try to understand how you can connect with it. You can do that through many ways, through meditation or through many walking meditation. Meditation is good because it goes beyond your limitations of the mind, because it goes beyond the fluctuations of the mind, and it will take you there to that point where you actually have access to that power. Okay? So try to attune yourself to that, and that force, once you attune yourself to that force is a removal of obstacles. Obstacles will be removed by attunement to this force. After this attunement, then comes the superconscious living. In other words, once you attune yourself to this higher force, whatever you do is to bring into your conscious living, into your conscious choices, into the subconscious choices, to the subconscious living, what is it that you get from the superconscious force? And of course, then you have the first step, which is the superconscious being, becoming the superconscious force, knowing that once you have attuned yourself to that, that force is yours. Remember that what you focus on, you will become. And also, remember, the superconscious force is nothing outside of yourself. It has always been with you. The fact you're attracted more to one thing, to one image, it does not mean that that image is outside of yourself. It is like through that tool, you are removing the dust of your soul so that you can shine through that force. And that force is within yourself. In fact, even if you attune yourself to Christ, another Christian would feel it differently, because we are all sparks that are different, coming from the same source, and you are one of those. Therefore, that force is within you. Now, to become balanced, superconscious, superconsciously balanced, and understanding what it is beyond what you're doing, what it is beyond what appears to you, how you can get beyond your limitations at this moment, it is important to see life from having the landscape point of view, as I told you before. In other words, if you are at the bottom of a mountain, you will just see the trees around you. If you start walking up, you will see a landscape. You will be aware of the trees down on this side, but you will also see that the environment, the landscape is much wider. There's much more. You can see the sky. You can see what's happening 360 degrees, okay? So staying down the mountain equals to the fact that you can only see in one direction, like a horse has around his eyes something that limits his vision so that he can go just in one direction. But if you go up, your vision starts to become spherical. You can see 360 degrees. And what happens then? At that point, you can just turn from one side to another side and have a different vision. And since we are understanding the fact that you have power over your life to change it, from that vision, you can change your life. You can say, okay, you become a designer. You become like a designer. On this angle, I'm going to put that armchair. On this other angle, I'm going to put this wardrobe. Or I can change. Once you have a vision of the space that is available, you can change that space. And it's just a matter of decision, because the landscape is consciousness. The landscape is conscious. You can choose from where to act. And within ourselves, to get to that balance, it can be done many different ways. But in the yoga traditions, we have two sides of ourselves. One is the Ida side, and the other one is the Pingala side. One is the lunar, one is the solar. And the lunar side affirms the life in this world and will help you to envision, to enjoy this life in this world. But the solar side is the side that will get you inferiorized, that will get you away from this world in order to have a landscape vision. But if these two are not balanced, what happens is that you become introverted and you don't have the landscape vision anyway if you don't use also the lunar side. In other words, you need to be active in this world at the same time interiorized so that you can balance these two sides of yourself and get into a center. This is what people call meditation in action, or this is why people cannot just sit down and meditate, but they prefer walking to meditate. They prefer walking meditation because they are active in the world at the same time they become interiorized, and that's a way to balance. Another way to balance, anyway, is sitting in meditation, and there are certain techniques and certain pranayamas that are breathing exercises taught in yoga. And the most famous one is the alternate nostril breathing, where you breathe in from the left side, breathe out from the right side. I'm not going to go through that now, but you can find it on any yoga book. And this kind of breathing, for example, will balance the sides of yourself, the lunar side and the solar side. But after these breathing techniques, what is important to do is to remain seated still, and focus at the point between the eyebrows on the forehead, which is the center where these two channels, the lunar side and the solar channel, will gather again together for a highest vision. In that center, we have a spherical vision. We come naturally into a vision that is spherical. That means it's not directing on one point, but is directed on all points. The first experience I had with this was when I was 17. It came out naturally because it cannot be difficult to be who you are. It is natural. I was sleeping in bed, and at some point I felt like I was dying. And I was ready to die. And I said, okay, I'm going to die now. That's okay. I was trying to get some experiences. I was trying to leave my body at will, something like that. And I tried that, and I felt like dying. I said, okay, I accept the fact that I die. Even if I die, it's okay. Of course, I didn't die. Otherwise, I could not be speaking to you right now. If not through somebody else who would hear my voice, maybe, but I don't know that. Anyway, what happened is that instead of leaving my body, I went into the spherical vision, and I could see directly in all directions, anywhere. The problem is, I was still aware of my identity, I was still aware of something, but I didn't have the decisional power to go anywhere. It was like, at that stage, I stepped into that, but I didn't have any need anymore. But at that moment, I realized, and it's still quite a strong vision that I had at that point, a strong moment that I still remember very clearly. At that point, I realized that why am I always seeing in one direction when I could see in all directions at the same time? And many great masters have realized that they could do that even while taking decisions. Because in other words, at the beginning stage, when we're trying to expand ourselves to a different kind of level, what will happen is that the infinite God and ourself will seem separated. Therefore, I stepped into the other side, let's say, and seeing with spherical vision, but because I was not so advanced as the great masters, what happened is that I still had the separation from my decisional-making power and the power that everything is still with no needs at all. Therefore, I could not make a decision. I could not unite the two worlds. Uniting the two worlds will come when you start having conscious awareness of what is happening around you. And the more you experience your true self without any needs, and the more you wake up coming back in this world slowly after a practice of meditation, you will bring the consciousness, that awareness within you in this life. At that point, your awareness in your mind is really remembering something. It remembers. That idea, that memory that you stepped into the infinite stays with you forever, and you can access that information always because you open a drawer and you know that in that drawer you have that power. You know it now. You know where to look for. And even though you don't have the ability sometimes to open the drawer again, but it is still there, and as soon as you will discipline your mind, the mind will follow you, will follow what you say, what you advise. So remember, these two main forces that we have, the solar force and the lunar force, are the symbol of duality, are the symbols of our preferences. And when we go beyond our preferences, when we go beyond our points of view and ideas upon how life should be, when we go beyond our opposite scales, of opposite good and bad, the scale of opposite we decide, through which we decide we like something, we don't like something, we go beyond that. At that point, we achieve a balance, and that balance is the source of our creative power. Whatever you think and whatever you observe in that balance easily comes to pass. And I've seen it myself many times. And many people talk today about the law of attraction. The easiest way for me is to get into this balance, understanding that I am there, and this takes a little bit of effort, it takes a little bit of willpower at this moment, to put a decision of what to look from that level. In other words, I am at the top of the mountain, I look at the landscape, and I say, I'm going to focus on that section. And that is a very hard thing to do when you're there, without losing the state of stillness, the state of awareness. It's very hard at the beginning. But once you can do that, you can just relax enough into that. That is the creative power. You come back into the source, and then you bring yourself back into this world of where you need to ground yourself, when you need to ground what you have just achieved through your awareness. In other words, what it is manifesting, when people want to change something. Do you have this power? Yes, you have it. But you have to bring the power that comes from your imagination, coming from the source, you have to materialize it. You have to bring it into your body. The only tool that you have, and this is why I like yoga, because yoga is great for this. The only tool that you have at this point, even though, you know, you cannot do anything, the only tool that you have is your body. So, for example, once you are able to go into this great awareness where everything is still beyond the fluctuations of the mind, you visualize, you understand, you relax totally. You relax, you rest totally in what it is, the vision that you want. You come back here gently and softly into your body. You breathe in and you tense the muscles. Imagine that you're absorbing in your body the reality that you've just absorbed. And then you release the tension and you relax. And you do this a couple of times. Another way that is great for you to change your life. How many times have you found yourself daydreaming? Okay, that's great. Daydreaming only is not enough to change your life. Everybody has found yourself daydreaming, but you can start with daydreaming to change your life. And this is the best way to do that anyway, is to bring the daydreaming into your body, into your present moment. In other words, the daydreaming world is beyond time and space. What happens is that it's not located, well, it's beyond the present moment. This is what I want to say. It's not beyond time and space, actually. It's beyond the present moment. What you're going to do is, when you daydream, is you will see that it's something either in the future or in the past or somewhere indefinite. What you want to do is to daydream enough, lose yourself in that daydream, and then once you know exactly the feeling, once you know exactly how it is like, don't just refrain yourself to daydream because you're afraid you're not never going to have it and then you're going to suffer, you're going to have sorrow. Because many people also stop themselves from daydreaming from the fact, no, I'm daydreaming, I'm not going to have this, so it's better not to think about it. No, just think about it with this technique and just go there totally. And once you're there totally, bring your attention back really suddenly into the present moment, still preserving that feeling around you. So if you can shift that consciousness from daydreaming into this present moment where nothing is happening around you, with this total peace, if you can just understand this, the difference between these two states of consciousness, the shift between that and this, you will see that things will start to happen somehow. Something will change. You will start bringing the daydream into your present life. And that's a very easy technique. And some people might be astonished for how this technique will work. Okay. Now, another thing that I want to suggest you before we go on is, first of all, how can you not be affected by the opposite of your life in order to be balanced? Okay? If you exercise all the time your ability to choose between good and bad, or your ability to choose between this and that, or to express your preference, what will happen usually is that you will be stuck either on one side of the good scale or the positive side or the bad side. And whatever is your subconscious pattern in that moment will get reinforced. If you want to go beyond that, especially in the section that you want to change, let's say you want to change your financial situation, you want to change your opportunities, this will happen step by step anyway. But if you want to change that, for some time, just release all your opinions about it. Just let them go in order to be able to feel with something new that does not come directly for you maybe, but it's a new opportunity coming in from the universe. So my suggestion is not to take decisions based on opinions. Take decisions, but don't try to find an opinion at any cost upon something. Look only for what is true. Try to see, to resonate with the truth behind what you're seeing. If something that you're seeing is true, then follow that and you will get somewhere. If you start saying, no, I prefer this, I prefer that. That's yourself expressing yourself all the time and will not get anywhere. You just stay as you are because you are like that. Also, we have been seeing in love, in relationships, in career, that forcing yourself upon a situation or upon somebody else does not really work. After some time, people get bored, the situation will exhaust itself and will have to change. So, and nobody probably just does not happiness 100%, right? So, don't take decisions. Don't find an opinion at any cost. Don't impose their opinion at any cost on anybody else. Some people talk about stupid things also, like, no, the French one is better. No, the Italian one is better. Blah, 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 blah. What care? Who cares? You like Italian wine, that's great. You like French wine, that's fantastic. But some people really try to defend their opinions until death because it's theirs, and then they die as they are, and they're never happy in life. And I've seen that 100 times and even more. Therefore, if you want to change your life for the positive, something that is really alive and organic, that grows fantastically beyond your expectations in a beautiful way, follow the truth. Look only for what is true. If it's true, follow it. If it is beyond, because it is beyond, it comes from beyond the source of what is. It comes from the lunar solar forces. We have more audience coming in. Fantastic. Thank you. And sometimes in this life, even though this life is an expression of duality, of the good and bad, of the night and day, there is some spark coming out. That spark is something that really catches your attention because it is true. It is something coming from truth. And trying to understand that there is something that can bring you to your full power. When something special happens, when something catches your attention, that is something that can bring you to your full power. Once you have access there, then it is easy for you to access it one more time, and then two more times, then three, and four, and five, and six, until you're there all the time. Use anything that life gives you that resonate with the truth, so that you can access your true power, and not a power that you've made up. Because that power will not bring you to any change. And no matter how happy you are in your life, you can be happier. And let me tell you, there will be always something a little bit wrong until you are enlightened. So why not be a little bit happier, improve yourself, and what's your role in this life? You want to live your role in this life, right? Okay, so another thing that I would like to talk about is your willpower. Your willpower is not the power, the childish power that you said, I want this, it's not winning, okay? I want this and then this is what I'm going to get. No, it is not that. Your willpower is the power of this, your volition that you have once you have attuned to the true self within you. Once you have attuned to that truth within you and you say, I have will, the will to follow the truth, that is dynamic willpower that will bring great changes in your life. When Jesus said, if you have enough faith, you can say to this mountain to rise up and go into the sea. I suppose many people have tried to do that, but not many people could manage. But I suppose that Jesus could do it because his willpower was in tune with the divine power behind it. And please, when we talk about Jesus, let's remember that I'm not talking about Catholicism or anything like that. I'm talking about from a level that comes from a direct experience with him. And I would like to tell you, explore these things. Don't believe me, because I'm always talking only from my experience, from my own point of view sometimes. Explore and see what works for you and see how you can attune through that and discover your own path in it. This is really important because, yes, you want to get rid of your own ideas and opinions, but that does not mean that you have to fill them up with the opinions of somebody else. You have to fill them up with power of truth that you experience directly. Okay? This is really important. So once you have followed the truth, direct all your willpower into that direction. Once you have understood what's coming from truth, not from the opinion of people, direct all your willpower in that direction. And nothing can be done without willpower. You're using it anyway. Even if you want to move a hand, You need willpower to do that. We have two kinds of willpower. One is mechanic. And that now works because the subconscious mind is being trained to make it work. That means, for example, the willpower to lace, to tie your shoes, that is mechanic. We have that willpower to do it, otherwise we could not do it. But that's mechanic, or the willpower to raise a hand and pick up a glass to drink some water. That's willpower as well. We're using this power all the time. Most people say, I don't have this great willpower you're talking about. But that willpower is the same power that you're using for this world, for things of worldly things. Now, if you learn how to use it consciously, also from a level of truth, or from the access of the willpower that is great, the divine, what will happen is that you can move mountains. And we can understand the moving of the mountain right now in the biblical passage, not literally, but as a metaphor, okay? And this is the point. Ask yourself at this point, in the use of your willpower, are you using it? Are you the cause or the effect in your life? This is really important. Because in the world, we have the law of cause and effect, and known as the law of karma. That means that what you give out, you get back somehow. But if you are the cause, that means that you are proactive in life. Just make things happening, and then you will receive an effect. So if you are the cause, because the law of the universe works in this way, and it works on many levels, not just on the physical level. It works on an emotional level, on an ideal level. It works on an inspirational level. If you do something inspirational, people will get inspired, or people will receive inspiration through some other ways. For example, I've seen that sometimes I've given to people but have not received back. But then I moved somewhere else and I received back without giving. And that's a law of cause and effect. It doesn't mean that the person in front of you is giving you right back what you want, or whatever it is that will fulfill the gap between what you've given and what you're taking. But somebody else, the universe is still there. It's in the account. So it will get back to you. And in one of my past shows, I said that giving creates a void. That void needs to be filled. So once you give it out, something will have to come back. And it will come back something of a similar nature, usually. So, but if you refuse to be the cause, some people refuse to be a cause because they are either too lazy, they don't want, or they don't believe, whatever it is that it is. But I don't understand how they cannot believe when they see that, if you analyze their lives and what they're thinking and what they're doing, you see that their life is a perfect reflection of even what they get in the future or what it is that they are at that moment. But if you refuse to be the cause, then inevitably you will be a victim of the effect. And then your reaction upon the effect, even though if you're not aware of that, will be another cause. So if you put yourself in the state of mind of the victim, which is a wrong state of mind, let me tell you, because you're always the cause. Because your reaction to the effect determines what is the next effect. In other words, the reaction to what happens is the cause again. So you're always the cause. But some people say, no, I'm the victim, and that's fine. But then they live in a reactive state. Instead, what you want to do from now is to live in a proactive state, and that is a state of consciousness. So you want to have the power to change your life. You have to live in the proactive state. And the law of karma operates. It's like mathematics. It's not the law of punishment. It is not. It is mathematics. Whatever you do, you get back. Whatever you give out, you get back. And now, there are two ways of karma. Let's say some people says, okay, I am the victim now. Is it going to be bad? Because I'm receiving bad things in my life, and sometimes I react badly. Well, there are two kinds of karma that I want to talk right now. One is the karma that you take with conscious decision, and that is more powerful. And another karma that you do by default. If your reaction is by default, that is simply as you are, and your karma there is not going to be really strong. So, for example, if you have been in a bad position or in defect position, the victim position for a long time, because this is how you've used to be, the karma is easily breakable because you've been living it by default. It doesn't have real conscious power behind it. If you put conscious power behind a new action, that karma is more powerful. The more you take conscious actions upon something, and you direct your conscious action, your subconscious mind, and your superconscious attunement towards something, it creates that all the part, that is all the part of yourself toward one direction, that creates a great change. How can you start being proactive? Many people say all sorts of things, and the best way to be proactive is to start according to your temperament. Okay? So some people are emotional. They should start with emotions, obviously. Some people are mental. They should start with ideas. Some people are willing. Some people have willpower. They should start with actions, with volition. Some people are spiritual. They should start with conscious, superconscious connection. Okay? That depends on what you are. And I know some people say, well, the emotional side, well, that depends. What kind are you? You know, if you are imaginative, you should start with imagination, and then the other things will follow. Once you delve deep, if you're an imaginative person, for example, once you delve deep into your imagination, you know what is the next step. Because your temperament tells you, okay, now that I'm so much into that, maybe it's the next step for an action. Maybe you start feeling emotions about it. So you see, everything starts from something that is according to your temperament, and then it grows and grows and grows, covering all the aspects, the whole aspects of a situation. Then if you're intellectual, you want to use also ideas or reason. You should reason upon what it is, if you're an intellectual type. If you like to go to the library all the time, then you're definitely an intellectual type. If you want to gather knowledge, then you should reason behind it. You should say, well, let's see what it is. If this is the law of physics, then this is the law of metaphysics, and this is it, and this is going to work. And then once you reason behind it, your intellect will be satisfied, and from there you will get ideas to take it into action, maybe. And so you have put together the mental side and the willpower side. Or if you're an aspiring person, if you have a lot of aspirations, then the best thing to do at the beginning is to start cultivating faith. Faith, having faith towards whatever it is that you want. For example, let me say something. Let's not talk about divine or God. Edison, they discovered the electrical power, electricity, and the lamps, and now we're widely using it. He did an awful amount of experiments before he could be successful. Now, he did not just believe that that was going to work. He really had faith that that was going to work. And that's the difference. That faith, that's the faith you should nurture if you are an aspiring kind of person. If you aspire to something. If you are an aspirational person. Now, I don't know if this is term that I can use, but I will use it anyway. I'll create it. You have to cultivate faith. And through that faith that Edison had, you will see that you will achieve something great. You see, that faith is also the motor, the engine through which Edison was able to act upon. And it was starting once he had that faith also moved his intellectual side of himself, giving him new ideas and new ways to explore. And whatever he said, I'm getting closer to the solution because I'm just putting away all the possible mistakes that are possible to make. Well, I don't know, I'm doing all of them, but probably it's all a stepping stone towards my achievement. And this is what happens. So if you're emotional, obviously, you should start with emotions. And emotions are energies moving within your body. So you should see when you feel something, start to feel something in any situation in life, you will get mastery over your emotions. Because once you feel something, then you bring it back to your body consciously. And you say, I feel this energy. For example, you feel depression sometimes, or you feel joy. Anything you can feel. The energy of this feeling is over here. It's over here inside my body, in this section of the body, or in front, or left, or on the side. And once you understand how emotions respond to you energetically, at that point, you can relate in the same way to anything that you want to achieve. Okay? In other words, once you know how emotions are operating within your body, they will operate in the same way as soon as you delve emotionally into something else. And once you feel that energy moving through you, once you feel that energy that is there, you will have something really strong to grab on, because emotions will become almost tangible at that point. And once they become tangible, you can use them to, you can manipulate them, let's say. You can change them. There are techniques for that. Maybe one day we will talk only about emotional balance. So if you're volitional, use willpower. Say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it now. If you're a person that strives to get things, at that point, then get into the state of mind that you're going to fight for it. You're going to get that. But you see, all these actual steps are different for all kinds of people. If I'm an emotional person, I cannot certainly start with saying, no, I'm going to get that. Because if I would start with that, there would be a whim. There would be a childish state of mind telling me, no, I'm going to get it because I feel this emotion. I feel so bad. It comes from anger. It does not come from my temperament. So analyze your temperament. Be honest with yourself and try to understand what temperament is and take action on that. So thank you so much for listening. I think now it's time that we're going to close. Please come to my website, which is www.joycelestial.com. You can open your free account or sign up for my newsletter, and I'll be happy to reply to all the people who write me. And see you next week at with Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandi, on BBS Radio, 10 p.m. Saturday night. Thank you so much. Bye.